The Holy Father, in his speech on Monday, stressed the need for leaders of both sides to adopt courageous and far-sighted decisions in favor of peace. It seems to me that the former Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was one Israeli leader who possessed that kind of courage that Pope Benedict was talking about, to overcome huge obstacles in order to forge a peace deal with Palestinians. Do the current Israeli leaders possess similar courage and farsightedness to achieve peace at this moment?
I would not only mention Rabin, the late Rabin, also the unfortunate fateful Sharon has been able to make farsighted steps and courageous steps, definitely, when he left Gaza, if you remember, several years ago. So it is not a prerequisite of only one person. It is true that in order to make such steps as required, you have to be very far-sighted and not to talk and to think of the next elections. And this is a democracy in Israel, which unfortunately sometimes politicians do think about their next elections. Nevertheless, I think here I'm very much pleased that the Holy Father mentioned this new development, which are indeed encouraging. Resuming talks after a stalemate of longer than 1 year is definitely good news. And even better news is that the Jordan this time stepped in and is a facilitator. And we know that we are not a prophet. We don't know what will come out. But it cannot be worse than not talking. So I think the Holy Father saw the light in the window, and he encouraged the light to be stronger. And I think that's is very much welcome by us.
Israel must feel particularly vulnerable at this time with what is happening in neighboring countries such as Syria, Egypt, Lebanon, also the threat of a nuclear Iran. And in his discourse, Pope Benedict alluded to the tensions between Palestinians and Israelis as affecting the stability of the entire Middle East. Would peace now with Palestinians add to Israel's regional security?
Well, I do not endorse that the Palestinian and Israeli conflict is the nucleus of the tension in the Middle East. The Middle East has many sources of instability and tension, and you mentioned some of them, which are not necessarily connected with our own conflict with our immediate neighbors, the Palestinians. What I would like to stress more, that there is a prescription, in a way, in his words, what he would like to envisage as a vision of peace, two-state sovereign states with internationally recognized border, with secure borders. I think this is a recipe which everybody could endorse in Israel, and I hope, hopefully also in among Palestinians. Nevertheless, I think peace will come when the time will mature, when politicians will be courageous. And I think the Holy Father did the right thing in order to encourage them to be courageous.
Now, last year we saw the start of a UN process that could lead to the international recognition of Palestine as a state. The Holy Father mentioned the two-state solution himself.
This is not a new thing. This is an ingredient which he mentioned already during his visit in 2009.
Okay. However, in this context, he was perhaps speaking of the need of the international community to be more creative in developing initiatives to promote the peace process. Do you see this as part of the creativity that the international community has been lacking so far?
No, I think this is actually a hidden, a salient criticism towards the UN-directed effort of the Palestinians to do it on a unilateral basis without any negotiations. So it can be understood that he is not very pleased with what has been done in the UN on behalf of the Palestinians. And this is actually what I understood also from the Foreign Minister's Mamberti's speech in the plenum in the UN, because on the one side, welcoming a two-state solution, which is okay. On the other side, not only to take a multilateral step without having the endorsement and the negotiations before. And all in all, you can say that the UN effort until now failed. And it failed not because it is not just to have a state, but I think the modus which the Palestinians has chosen was not the most effective one.
So finally, what sort of creative efforts would Israel like to see from the international
community? The creativity lies in the compromise. The formula of peace is a formula of compromise. And I think in order to get a compromise, you need to be creative and to be able to satisfy domestic pressures and international needs.